Welcome back. This is Pastor Vic's Nuggets of Truth, broadcasting from historic Hyde Park, which is in New York. And I'm your host, Dr. Vic Torres, pastor, teacher, and author. And I'm presenting a series on Jesus Christ, Christians, and Christianity from a biblical perspective. My focus will be on the love, forgiveness, and the acceptance found in Jesus Christ, which enables us to live victoriously in this life. This post is post 58, and we're going to be talking about the human spirit. Because we're spiritual, we've been talking about spiritual influences upon our lives. In the last post, we talked about the fact that we can hear the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, and because God is spirit, he communicates with us spiritually. God has a purpose and a plan for your life, and he uses a variety of means to make his will known to you. I hope you can recall that I also said that we can be influenced by the spirit of other people, or the human spirit. And of course, least but not last, we can be influenced by the spirit of the devil. Now, one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit mentioned in 1 Corinthians 12 is the discerning of spirits. The Apostle Paul writes, "For to one is given a word of wisdom through the Spirit, to another a word of knowledge through the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by the same Spirit, and to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, and then to discerning of spirits, to another different kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues." And here's the important part, and that's verse 11. "But one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as he wills." And that includes the discerning of spirits. As a born-again believer in Jesus Christ, we have the ability to discern the spiritual realm. We also have the ability to distinguish which voice we are hearing. Is it Jesus? Is it the devil? Or is it the spirit of other human beings? We've said in previous posts that our human spirit communicates with the spirit of other human beings. This is what we're talking about when we are in relationships with others. Now, this communication with others, with other people, in fact, is what really makes us human. The relationship may be casual, it may be deep, it may be familial, meaning with family members, or it may be romantic. It's an aspect of a human relationship that will cause you to be attracted, noncommittal, or repelled by another person. It's not so much what the person looks like, does, or says, but it's a sense that you pick up. And that is your spirit picks up the vibes, if you will, of another person or another spirit. For instance, in a relationship between a man and a woman, there is at first the physical attraction of looks. That's pretty common. And as a relationship goes deeper, there's the attraction of common interest. And eventually, there is the connection of the soul, which is a connection of spirit to spirit. Now, I don't know about you, but I've met people that seem to be able to overwhelm your spirit with an irresistible influence. You know, sometimes we call this a person that has a magnetic personality or a hypnotic personality or even a dynamic personality. In any case, they seem to be larger than life. And as I said, I've met people like that. They walk into the room and all the attention turns to them. They are mesmerizing in their speech and their influence. Now, they can be either a positive influence or a negative influence. And that's because they can be motivated by good or motivated by evil. And sometimes it can be difficult to discern what kind of influence they are under until you're under their influence or their control. That's why it's so important to exercise your ability to discern spirits. For example, I happen to be a very trusting soul. That is, I tend to believe what people say. And I'll have to admit that while I may not be the most discerning person, my wife Dee, on the other hand, has a very keen sense of spiritual discernment. Now, I know the world would call it women's intuition. I call it spiritual discernment. She has proven to be accurate more times than I'd like to admit. And as a result, I've come to trust her discernment. And that's why it's so important to have godly people in your life to help you see things as they are and not as you want them to be. And this is especially true if you're a new believer. Now, I'm not going to get into demonic influence today. That's a topic for our next post. But realize that the devil can influence you through the influence of the souls of others or the spirit of others. Make no mistake about it. There are people motivated by evil, and the most obvious evidence of that wrong motivation is when others try to manipulate and control you. With so many voices in our minds, you can see how important it is to recognize the voice of God. It takes faith and it takes practice to recognize God's voice. But remember the promise that Jesus made in John 10. My sheep, that's us, hear my voice and they follow me. As you spend time in his word, the Bible, you'll learn to hear his voice. It might be through the illumination of the scriptures, or by personal revelation, or by prophecy, or that still, quiet voice that says, follow me. Remember, you can always trust the Bible because it's a compass that points to truth. Now, if what you are hearing or sensing is against what Jesus would do or what Jesus would teach, beware. I personally like to use the fruit of the Holy Spirit, which is found in Galatians 5, 22 and 23, as a guide. And it describes God's Spirit as love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Allow these character traits to guide your decisions, and you won't go wrong. Thanks for listening to Pastor Vic's Nuggets of Truth. If you like our show and want to know more about us, check out our website at PastorVicsNuggets.com. Also want to remind you that you can also find us as a podcast. Just search for Pastor Vic's Nuggets of Truth on any podcast platform. Again, God bless you. We'll see you the next time.